Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. I am Triforce Todd, and joining me today is Wario Will.
I just gotta say, the only good thing about last night was the only winner is probably the Muppets domestic presentation. I mean, Beaker, you're pretty much the champion of that night because everything else was just like, what? Beaker and that honking goose. Thank you very much. You saved VGAs last night. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, can we just... I noticed something, and I didn't realize it until that segment.
No.
Over 30 years ago, a dog was mocking us. 30 years later, a goose is mocking us. What do animals have against us? I mean, why? It's so mean.
Speaking of, definitely going to that phase of first we have a dog, now we have a goose. I wonder what's going to be the next annoying animal next.
I don't want to know. Oh, and speaking of mean animals, Tellius Tyler is here.
I know you guys, you know, I apologize for making our listeners miss the podcast on their morning drive in, but I think we all agree that it was worth it because of all the Game Award news that we got. I mean,
no.
We couldn't have possibly done a normal show yesterday based on that performance. I mean, there's a Smash character we have to talk about. I can't believe how great Breath of the Wild 2 is looking. Metroid Prime Trilogy? Yeah, I mean, come on. There's so much to talk about.
Hey, don't forget about Bayonetta 3 release date.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. So, yes, Tyler's clearly kidding, but our main event will be about Nintendo's performance, or lack thereof, at the Game Awards. But, of course, we're going to all start off with what have you been playing? I've honestly not been playing a lot. I beat Pokemon, as I noted last week on the podcast. That's right. Tyler wasn't here for like 3/4 of it. So,
no.
Yes, Tyler, I did beat the game, including the post-game content. So, I've been meaning to get back into Fire Emblem Three Houses and finish my Golden Deer run, but I've honestly been swamped with work and family issues, so I'll have time this weekend to get back into it. I have been playing Fire Emblem Heroes. I actually got one of the new characters, one of the Thracia characters, because of the free ticket I got from the Forging Bonds segment.
Nice.
That was hilarious, because I'm like, I was trying to get the axe guy, and I was like, okay, I got one green and a free ticket, so I'll go for it. There he was. So this is the most in-depth I've gone in Forging Bonds in a while. I think it's just because of the fact that there's nothing else really going on right now. So, yeah. But
that's fun. Yeah, I've actually in a similar boat. I really didn't play practically anything, although I am really feeling the call. Going back to playing Fire Emblem Three Houses, as the gear comes to an end, it is the best game of the year, contrary to what the Game Awards would have you think, so I want to play it one more time.
Yeah.
But I have been playing a lot of Heroes. I think I'm kind of like back in on Heroes, oddly enough. They added a ton of stuff in the past. I haven't played for about 3 months, I would say. And
yeah,
they added a lot of content. I went to
the
events page, and I can't believe how much stuff there is to do.
Yeah. New Mjolnir strike is brand new. Like, that just happened.
I mean, that's a solid game or game mode. I thought it was pretty fun. I wish it was a little bit more in depth, but like, as far as one-off events go, I mean, I think that's a nice one to mix in the rotation. So yeah, I don't know. It seems like there's a decent amount of content in that game to kind of jump back into during this downtime. I do have an insane backlog that I need to get into that I haven't done yet, because much like you, Todd, I've been swamped with work. I have a new job that I'm starting at the beginning of the year.
Oh, nice.
And I have to wrap up my one position. It's in the same company, so I'm transferring over, and I need to make more time to play video games, but when I come home, I just want to sleep.
I understand that entirely. Trust me, I do. That was like a couple of years of my life right there. So
Yeah, I can pretty much relate as well. Like, just the fact, like, after the hard work day, like, I just maybe just hit the hay as far as I'm concerned. I mean, like, as much as I want to try to like attack on my backlog, it's just like, it's just that sense of like doing a hard day's work, especially when people are very naggy at you. It just kind of like takes away your spirit, even if you want to like really invest in sometimes like Personally, I just actually played a little bit of Overwatch with the new Winter Wonderland events. I actually managed to get one legendary skin. But overall, it has been quiet myself. I mean, I'm almost at the end of Death Stranding. I just need to finish up a little bit more, and yeah, go on finish up my backlog myself. But overall, it also has been fairly quiet on my side as well. So yeah, I'm pretty much in the same club.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for Christmas because hopefully my mom actually read my list. She'll have got me Pokemon Shield. No, she says to me, Todd, get me a list for your birthday, and I give her five things. I got exactly two of them, and then she goes, oh, I have everything for Christmas. And then Dad's like, oh, you have a big Christmas surprise waiting for you. And I'm looking at the gifts. There's like three there, and I'm like, clearly something is wrong here. You're like, what's the point of the list if, you know, you're not gonna, you know, follow it? I mean, ugh, whatever.
Listen, the surprise gift is always good. If any of my family is listening to this, all I want for Christmas this year, it's the only thing that I want, is the Challenge Space merchandise that Sega unveiled today. I want the mug with all the chow on it. I want the shirt really, really badly. And I want the poster because the poster is just. It's the perfect backdrop for any video. If I ever want to make videos, I need the Challenge Space poster to be the background. It's me to a core, and I loved it.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because my mom was like, "Hey, Todd, and you need to get your Aunt Tina an idea of what to get you." And I'm like, "Oh, ask for a shirt." And I was like, "Oh, wait a minute. Nintendo has their merchandise store up on Amazon." So I went and I explored their large library of Fire Emblem shirts, and I didn't find one to my liking for whatever reason. So I went to Legend of Zelda, and I found a good one that I feel symbolizes my place in life right now. So I will hopefully, by the time Christmas comes, have my first Legend of Zelda shirt ever.
Which
Oh.
what is it? Is it in some way involved the host?
Of what?
Being a host, isn't it like
Oh,
playing, like standing on
I
a
heard.
stage with a microphone, and
Well,
then like
you
people
could.
next to him who are clearly the second and third most important people in the production? Is that it?
You could infer that it's a picture of Link posing epically, and it says a legend in the making.
Oh, okay. So there's a little arrogance from you, but that's all right. I like it. I like a little edge.
Thank you. As it's more of a confidence of where I hope to be in the future, and for those who know my comic exploits currently, I am aiming to for that kind of a title. So, you know, you gotta be who you are. You know, singer, actor, dancer, host, comedian, writer, legend in the making. It just all ties in.
Ho 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 ho
Yeah.
ho.
And of course we'll be talking more about Christmas next week as we get ever closer to Christmas somehow. Why? I mean, I was just at Thanksgiving. I remember that. And now we're less than 2 weeks from Christmas. What is going on?
It gets ever closer and closer.
Yeah. So, thankfully I don't drown in Christmas music because the only time I listen to it is in the car, which is only like two or three times a week. So, yay.
Yeah, I've been listening to the Christmas music. I wish that Nintendo had their library on Spotify so badly because there's so many good video game winter songs, and when you hear the same four Christmas songs over and over, you're
Yeah.
done with them. So
You
I
know what?
would really love to get like some Winters from Earthbound. Great winter track. If that was on the radio, I'd be hyped. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, Tyler, consider this an early Christmas present for me. Because you know all of these great winter themes from Nintendo's history, I will let you pick the intro song for next week's episode as long
Oh
as
my
it's
God,
winter themed.
that is such an honor. We're gonna have to think about that. But yeah, I'll accept the challenge.
And I will let you know we have done one of the Earthbound winter
Yeah, I think
songs.
we did Winters
I
before.
think so. I'll check the library, but we have done two because that's how long we've been on. But so that is your challenge. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, which you already have, to find a Nintendo winter theme for the next episode.
Perfect.
There you go. Right, so despite our lack of game playing, it has not been a lack of news, not the least of which is because of the Game Awards last night. So it's time to go down the warp pipe. So obviously we could spend the time right now ragging on the Game Awards, but we will actually choose to be positive. We will choose to be positive and pick out the things that were announced at the Game Awards last night for Nintendo, including the next DLC for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, Rise of the Phoenix, which will be bringing Cable, Gambit, Iceman, and Phoenix, Jean Grey, to the game as playable characters. There's also going to be a new challenge mode where you get to go 4v4 against some of the other characters on the Marvel Ultimate Alliance roster. There will be new Infinity missions, including actually going up against the Dark Phoenix, which, for those who know comics or the recent movie, know what that's about. And so it'll be a nice, worthy update. Now, I don't think either of you have played Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, have you?
No, I have not.
I haven't. Yeah, and I think I put it as an option on my Christmas list this year. But, no, I haven't.
It's fine. It's very much, you know, like, Diablo-style action beat-em-up loop kind of thing. So, I enjoy it because of, ironically, the story. Because they go really deep in the Marvel Universe. And just to play as all these amazing Marvel characters. And I would have given it, like, a 4 to a 4.5 out of 5, unlike Diego, who gave it a 2.5, because he does not understand the beauty of the game. You had one job! Understand the beauty of what's in front of you, Diego. Fail! Yeah, did you know he was actually wanting to come on the podcast that week, and I was like, didn't you give the game a 2.5? He goes, yeah. Then I go, no!
That's what you have to do. You have to silence the critics.
Yeah.
And just roll with the narrative. I mean, I agree fully.
We are only pro Nintendo here, okay? If you do not like every single Nintendo game, over the wall, all of you, okay? I rag Tyler and Will because they sometimes take too long to play games, but they finish them because they're true Nintendo fans. We all enjoyed Breath of the Wild. We all enjoyed Mario Odyssey. We all agree that Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is one of the best games ever. So,
not so sure about that last one.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so that will be coming out in December 23rd, if I wrote it down correctly. Yes, it will be out on the 23rd, so not too far away. We do have the trailer on our page if you haven't seen the article yet. The next thing that they announced in complete grasshopper fashion was the new trailer for No More Heroes 3. Now, they showed only a brief bit of it in the Game Awards, and then they went like 4-minute insanity for the extended one. Will, would you like to take that?
Yeah, like, during the Game Awards, I admit, like, they got us in the first half. Got us in the half, I'm not gonna lie. And, yeah, like, the way they introduced it is, like, it's very Ghibli. They basically start off as a Ghibli animation film, which, okay, a little bit cringy, very corny. But, again, that's kind of, like, his running gag of, like, of No More Heroes trailers, like, even in, the two previous games. And funny enough, as well, like, if you actually played Travis Strikes Again, there's actually a whole lot of nods to the source material. So there's a lot of details in that trailer. So definitely look it up if you want to know more of the lore. But yeah, like, once you see the extended trailer, it goes really bonkers. Like, Damien, I love you. Like, what? And then, like, I always did wonder what was that, like, four-eyed guy that they introduced in the teaser images, but now we know this is Fu, which I don't know if that's supposed to be a shortened term for a certain expletive. I don't know, but it's
one foot past him. Yeah.
And yeah, apparently, like, we're going to space, boys. We're going to space. So before it's like just the local on Earth Santa Destroy Assassins League, now we're going to space. We have like 10 different, or is it like 10 or something aliens, or like apparently the outlaw aliens that were breaked out of prison, and now we gotta face these aliens in the Galactic Assassin ratings, which, okay, interesting, like, and I just gotta say, when they finish off that, like, Ghibli animation, like, what are you? Me? I'm a goddamn superhero.
Yeah.
And, like, they completely jabated us, like, yep. Okay, and the moment I saw, like, the Hazare, like, wait a minute, why is that logo so familiar? And then, like, bam! They just, Travis comes striking in a la Akira style.
I was waiting for you to say Akira. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, and it's just, okay, you got me there, Suda. You got me. And like, oh, heroes? You must be talking about me. And then, like, it just shows very briefly a bit of, like, gameplay of Travis basically slicing up somebody. and just they ended up like, oh, coming out 2020? Good luck with that. So yeah. Apparently it is very self-aware of, like, it may or may not come out in 2020. So,
yeah.
Like, I got to give props to you, Suda51. You got us in the first step. You debated us very well. So,
yeah. Well,
it was
well played.
It's a very good trailer.
Because I was like, when I saw the trailer, I haven't watched the extended one, but when I saw the Game Awards trailer, I'm like, okay, this is very Studio Ghibli, just like you said, Will. And I'm like, oh, is this like Ni No Kuni? And I'm like, that doesn't look like the Ni No Kuni characters. And I'm like, you know, maybe they'll do something else. And then all of a sudden, you know, they do like the 20 years later weirdness, and then the destruction. I'm like, what in the heck is going on here? Like, and I thought Astral Chain had a weird trailer when we saw it unveiled. I mean, do you remember that? We were like, this is so anime. And like, then Travis shows up Akira style, and I was just like, okay, yeah, now I know what's going on. So, well played, Suda. Well played.
If there's anything, he is a master debating us. So, like, okay, Suda, I can't wait. And hopefully you do reach into that when able to release it in the 2020 window. So hopefully it's sooner than later. Yeah.
Sooner than later. All right, next up, we have arguably the biggest announcement for Nintendo of the night, which is the confirmation of Bravely Default 2. Not to be confused with Bravely Second. That's something else entirely. No, Bravely Default 2, it is coming to Switch. It is coming in 2020, and I think it looks beautiful. Like, the hand-drawn environments that they were showing. A little iffy on the 3D models that we saw at the end, but
the 3D models were pretty bad.
It looked Crystal Chronicles ish, and
they,
I was just like,
yeah. That's a lot to say. Yeah,
they're going for the same look that the 3DS games had, like that same style. I assume that they're going to look a little more polished when actually comes out.
Assuming it's just
the environments are always beautiful in the Brave game, so I expect. I expect more of the same there. This was definitely the best announcement of the night, as far as I was concerned. I love the first two games. I'm not sure why this one's called Bravely Default 2, but I do think it kind of makes sense, because Bravely Second felt sort of spin-off-y. It was the same type of gameplay, but it had like some of the returning characters, but then two new characters that were the main characters in the game. And this game, I theorize, I'm pretty confident that the two people that we saw, two of the four people that we saw are going to be the kids of Tiz and Anya's, who I believe got married at the end of the second, or at the end of Bravely Second. So maybe that this is going to be more of a true sequel that, or I guess a game that aligns more closely to the themes of the first, which would be great, because I like the first better than the second. They were both really, really great, but I preferred the first.
From what I can tell, I don't know much about the Bravely series, but from what I last checked, like, it seems like the Bravely Second is kind of like that extended part, like an extended part of the universe of the Bravely series. So I'm guessing like Bravely Default 2 is like going straight after the first game, I feel like. So that's my guess.
I have not played a Bravely game. It just, at the time when I had the 3DS, it just didn't appeal to me for one reason or another, but I'll definitely be getting Bravely Default 2nd, or whatever you want to call it, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm excited just because Square Enix really is trying to bring like the old school RPGs back, between Octopath and Bravely and some of their other things. So I admire their attempts and their loyalty to the Switch, and so when I saw it, Square Enix, I was like, oh, you know, maybe they'll be like Octopath Traveler 2, and then I saw like the hand-drawn backgrounds, I'm like, this kind of feels like a Bravely kind of thing, and then for a brief moment when I saw the four characters, I thought, is this like Crystal Chronicles? I thought that was delayed, and then I said Bravely, I'm like, oh, okay, it is Bravely, so we'll see. Oh, what's that? You wanted another game announcement from the Game Awards for Nintendo? Too bad! Game announcements wise, that was honestly it, and I want to note for the record that was 1.5 hour into the Game Awards. So they had two announcements on the pre-show between the DLC and No More Heroes 3, and they had one announcement on the main show, and that was it.
The pre-show is hilarious. Like, the Game Awards does not need a pre-show.
It doesn't.
Why
is it a pre-show?
I don't understand why the Game Awards has a pre-show. Like, it's just, it's the stupidest thing about that.
It is.
Like, God. It's like, it's so self-serious almost.
Yeah.
And they give out so many awards there that it's baffling. I don't understand. The whole point is just shine a spotlight on the industry and reflect a year. And then they come out and they like run through 30 awards in 20 minutes, and then there's, oh, now it's the main show. That's so dumb.
Right. And also, just as a little tidbit that I just discovered as well, they did not actually show off the best RPG game of the year.
They did not.
It was a nominee.
It was a category. It went to Disco Elysium when they won best. What was it? Best indie game, I think it was.
Yes. So it was in part.
They announced that they also won Best RPG of the Year, which is terrible, because as much as I loved that category in whole because of a certain someone, you know, Best RPG is one of the most important genres in video games. So this just goes to show that even though the Game Awards has done better in recent years, especially last year, they still have a lot to go before they are a very refined and polished award show.
It's like, yeah, as I said, the pre-show things, like, why, especially when getting ready for 3-hour things. I mean, there's some things, it's like, for example, the fighting game genre, like, they did it as like a quick side off, and then of course the family game genre, which, I mean, okay, Nintendo's category right there, but like the fact that you also do these like quick side awards very quickly with no major presentation of it all, I mean, don't you think these kind of things are worthy of a presentation, at least? Not just like a side-off, like, oh, and the winner is, like, I don't know. Yeah, just quickly, rapid fires, like,
Yeah, some of it was weird, especially since last year they had Best Performance, and the lady who did a Setsuna from Setsuna Sacrifice came out, and they had Andy freaking Serkis of numerous motion capture fame came out to do the award, and, you know, her emotions during that, she goes, that's Andy Serkis right there. And then we had Mads Mikkelsen win. You're telling me that Mads Mikkelsen wouldn't have come to the show to win, especially since Kojima and Norman Reedus are there? Come on! So, and then, like, the best fighting game, which is, again, another major genre, goes to Smash Brothers, obviously, and, you know, we had Doug Bowser, who you met, actually, today. I saw your picture, Will. That was nice.
A certain other Bowser.
Oh, that was the other Bowser? Oh, man. Sorry. I get them confused. Anyway, so, but Doug Bowser, you know, he gave a good speech, and I'm glad they at least let him do that. But a lot of the things were very rushed. But in terms of Nintendo wins, Smash Bros. Won Best Fighting Game, obviously. Fire Emblem Three Houses won Best Strategy Game. And can I just note, that was the most lopsided thing I've ever seen. Like, some of those other games,
I know, I've never heard of them.
Oh, I've heard of all of them, but it's just like, compared to the grandeur, I mean, even a lesser major franchise for Nintendo tops all those other franchises, and since that was a fan vote, you knew the Three Houses was gonna win. So it, sure enough, they did, so thanks for that. Best family game, I'll give a slight surprise, because Luigi's Mansion. Love that, so good for them. And aside from the fan vote, what was the other one? I thought there was one more.
No, I think Fire Emblem won the best strategy game, and then
I said that
strategy and fanboys, right? Those were the two that major.
I think that was the only one.
Okay, fine. But yes, and then in the, and I didn't even know this one was a thing, but Jeff Keighley opened up what he called the Fan Voice Award, where they put in like all the best games that they felt had been made over the year, and they let players just vote it out tournament style to see who would win, and lo and behold, Fire Emblem Three Houses won.
Of course, it was the best game of the year.
It was, but it's just like, if you think about it, again, this is like a lesser tier. This isn't like Breath of the Wild. This isn't like Mario Odyssey, where it appeals to so many people. This is Fire Emblem, which, again, it sold over 2 million units. It's probably close to 3, probably right now-ish. But, you know, compared to, like, you know, Call of Duty, Death Stranding, Star Wars. Lots of fans for Star Wars, you know. And obviously, I don't know how the tournament brackets went out, but the fact that Fire Emblem Three Houses went all the way to the end and won on just the fan votes proves that fans know what's up. Game Awards was rigged. And Fire Emblem Three Houses should have been in the best game of the year category, just like it was for IGN, even though it didn't win.
Absolutely rigged. It was totally
rigged.
Let's not talk
about IGN. I'm still bitter about that.
Yeah.
You know, to each their own, Will. To each their own. The fans know what's up. Fans know what's up. So, yeah. I do want to note one thing, though. A non-Nintendo thing that does tie into Nintendo in a roundabout way. What were your thoughts on the reveal of Untitled Beaker Game? I'm kidding.
Low-key, when I first saw that, I was laughing my butt off, and low-key, I kind of want that as an official update, low-key.
I know. Anyway, what I really want to ask is, what were your thoughts on the reveal of the Xbox Series X?
One is pretty much, like, I was talking with the other guys of the Anaheim staff, and one, I thought it looked like the monolith, like, you know, like, in that one movie, the monolith, something like that. Like, that's what Mace was talking about, and, yeah, it's obviously looking much more like a PC, if anything else, and the fact, like, Xbox Series X is what?
Yeah.
I mean, the naming, a lot of people compared it as, like, the same thing as the Wii U situation.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
The naming of it, Xbox Series X, I mean, Xbox One, Xbox Pro, I mean, or Xbox X, is just like, that's the naming itself is going to be another confusion, which, again, the Wii U situation encountered before. Yep. So, why they call it Series X? And, of course, a lot of people are making fun of that name, Series X, because it sounds like something other that's kind of off-brand. It's like, okay, why you chose Series X? It could be like... I actually would have preferred if Xbox Scarlet or Xbox Revolution or something of that sort.
Yeah,
but
what was
Xbox
wrong with
Series
Scarlet?
X?
Seriously. Tyler, what about you?
I think they didn't really tell us a whole lot. I agree with Keith's, or I believe it was who said this looks a lot like a computer. Somebody said on the Outer Haven team that this looked like a computer. I am very curious to see what they mean by, how do they know that it's powerful than the PlayStation? Because that's what they marketed it as, is the fastest and most powerful. So maybe they have inside information on that. But I don't know. I'm curious to see if there's anything innovative about it, because right now it does look like a PC, and I don't understand why you wouldn't just add a PC at this point instead of a console. If the console is basically just a PC but not quite as strong, I don't personally see why you wouldn't just get a PC and have access to Steam and other online library.
I'll explain that in another settlement in Smash, but for now I'll let it go. For me, it was just as Will, and apparently I'm glad I wasn't the only one who noticed this. I thought about it today when I was thinking about the Series X. It's like, this is the Wii U situation all over again. The only difference is that instead of having the very noticeable different controller, which you can at least say, oh, okay, that's the U part, they basically made a boombox. Or, you know, like a loud studio speaker, it's a vertical speaker. I mean, I was literally looking at that. I'm like, that's the most fancy. Is that a new gaming speaker? What is this? Oh, no, it's the Xbox Series X. Wow. I mean, we make fun of naming at times, and not just in gaming, but movies. Wrestling is a big one. And you have to wonder at times, who thinks of these names? And how did they get them approved? And then this is another case, because the Xbox One really kind of shot itself in the foot with all the different variations of it. Xbox One, Xbox One S, Xbox One X, Xbox One Pro. And, you know, with the PlayStation set for life. All they have to do is add a number. Every single time. Nintendo's been better. The Wii U was a mistake, but they're never going to make that again. And the Switch is, you know, the Switch. So that clearly works. But this makes it sound like a special version of the Xbox One. Like, it's the Series X version. You know, it just looks different. And you're like, okay, whatever.
The name is definitely really bad.
Yeah. So
I do not like the name at all.
But given that it is coming out in 2020, I hope they hear the response and go, maybe we should change the name.
We'll see. And we'll see more about it. It could be really, really cool. And it could come in at a lower price point, that would kind of defeat the whole PC just by a PC argument.
I doubt it. Given everything they're hyping, I would bet money that this is the most expensive Xbox system in history.
I would agree with that. I just think that that's a mistake.
Of course it's a mistake, but they got to do it.
Do they?
If it's all about profit margin, this is a business, and if they're
okay,
not...
Okay, but Nintendo, the Switch came released for at 300, right?
Yeah.
If memory serves, what did the Wii U release at? 250 or 300? I think
300.
Yeah,
about 300.
Stop.
Yeah, 300.
Stop.
300 originally.
Stop. It was 300 and then 350 for the deluxe version, and then they got rid of the regular version to just have the deluxe version because that had more memory.
Right. So it doesn't have, you don't have to scale upwards like that for sure. I mean, you could do what Nintendo does and say, hey, we have an interesting idea for a console. Let's use that instead of just another faster, more powerful. Now, it could be super duper cool. I was thinking about it the other day and thought, well, maybe at one point the additional power will be used in a really cool and new way. Maybe this Xbox is going to do that. I'm not sure, but I think it's embarrassing that the PlayStation and Xbox, every new release, it's just the same exact console with more power. I don't understand that lack of innovation, and I do think that they are pressing towards just selling PCs that don't do half the things that PCs
PC does.
Do.
Right.
So,
like, the way that I'm seeing it is, like, regarding to Xbox and Sony's, regarding to PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X, like, that's always been their thing. They always want to, like, one-up each other regarding to just pure horsepower. And, like, as you said, like, they're just, and a lot of people basically said, including our boss, like, they're just making PCs now. It's like, do you want to buy a full-fledged PC for yourself, or you just want to, like, make something that's, like, as up-to-date to the PC, but still call it a home console? And from what we've seen of the, like, the, if the rumors are to be true, the dev kits of the PlayStation 5 and now with the Series X, like, I can only imagine what the pricing will be. A lot of people say, like, it's going to be, like, really almost, like, half a grand at least, like, $500, I'm guessing. So it really is going to be, it just seems to be, like, that trend of those two, while Nintendo's just always been known to do their own thing. So it just feels like it's just, yeah, that's their territory.
Yeah, and Nintendo is here just innovating the world with a snap of the finger. So, oh well. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because this was something that was like, you could argue that was the biggest announcement. Because,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Because of the fact that it was the true unveiling of a new console on the Game Awards, which I'm sure Keeley loved. I'm sure he did. Because, like, yeah, we're announcing a new console. And then Sony countered with, you know, some reveals of the first PS5 games, like Godfall, which I won't lie, that trailer / gameplay looked pretty. So,
no, it looked nice.
It looked
like a game I've seen 1600. It reminded me of Rise, Son of Rome, when that was coming out for X as a launch. Always that. There's such a lack of creativity was shown at the Game Awards in general.
Yeah.
Pretty much every game looked identical. I mean, I could not differentiate so many of those games.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
I will counter with two things, okay? The Setsuna sequel.
Yeah.
That was unique. That was unique.
Mm-hmm. No, there were some good ones.
That was some good ones. And then the game that I'm still trying to figure out what it is, Sons of the Forest.
Oh, that one. That is actually the sequel to the Forest.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
sequel
yeah.
to the Forest.
Oh, that is? I had no idea.
Like, it's basically like a very survivor game, yeah.
I just want to note that was the weirdest, freakiest, most explicit trailer I have ever seen in my life. I mean, they seriously had a woman naked, like, making love to the forest, and I'm like, what the heck am I watching?
It's definitely like, am I on PCP or something like that?
Yes!
It's like, yeah.
Someone was!
I just wonder who was the one who greenlit that trailer, and
exactly.
The fact that we have, like, okay, like, this is very, like, very Silent Hills 2 thing, like, the whole mannequins. This is very Silent Hills.
But at least those were fake. I mean, this was, like, I'm not getting into this, but it was just, like, you know, there were some games that did stand out, definitely there was I've seen this all before. But, Tyler, if you have seen it all before, you know what you should get? You should get the 128-inch special TV where you can get them all at an excruciatingly powerful frame rate, but if you do have lag, it'll compensate for you. That's the power of this TV.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What the heck was that? I thought that was actually a gag ad, but it was real. So,
yeah, and we saw it 15 times.
Yeah, it's like, come on, okay, we get it. It's a Samsung QLED 85-inch TV, okay. Like, I already have a good solid 35-inch. I don't need something that's going to take up my entire room.
So, all in all, the Game Awards was okay, but I definitely... Last year, I was hyped. Because we had, you know, we had Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, we had the reveal of Joker, we had a few other announcements, I can't recall what they were at this time, but...
I don't know, I don't agree, I think Game Awards was pretty terrible this year.
I said okay, it was terrible in regards to the layout.
Like the reveals were okay?
Well, some of them. I mean, I gotta give props where they do.
There were some good ones. I'm talking about the whole thing. The structure of it was terrible.
Yeah, it was nothing compared to last year. Because if you remember last year, even the year before that, you know, they had a lot more fun. Like they did like the musical.
Yes.
They had more of the musical acts. Mm-hmm. Even, yes, they had a few here and there and all that. But did I really need to see Green Day Beat Saber? I mean, I liked it when they did the music of the games last year, and they only did that for Death Stranding this year.
Right.
So...
And I loved, and well, they did do the Game of the Year. They did that medley,
yeah,
which was great. And the Smash Ultimate theme, that was great to hear.
Good.
Loved it.
So good.
But it just that moment did make me wonder, like, why did they do this for more games? I get that they need to sell ads to make money and all that, but I don't know, maybe while you have, like, you could do what the NFL Red Zone does and have, like, an ad playing, and then in the background you could have, I don't the orchestra playing some video game music from the year. I don't know. Come up with something to get the games in the spotlight. Especially what they did to the music side of gaming. I was very disappointed. They gave the best score, I believe, out in the pre-show.
And they gave it to Death Stranding.
Yeah, it's just really strange that was how they chose to handle such a major part. Like, they really could have honored those people who play a huge role in the games overall. I mean, Fire Emblem Three Houses is an unbelievable game. Its sound design is a major part of it, from the main theme to the battle theme to the Garak Mach. Everything about that game's soundtrack is phenomenal, and it absolutely is, I would say, vital to the experience of the game.
Absolutely.
In an award show that's supposed to honor games as a whole, that they should have the musical talent that goes into making these games should have been honored more.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the one thing that I would just want to quickly bring up, because again, like, I feel like there's three major parts that I feel like it was redeeming. One is obviously the Muppets, because again, you're never too old for the Muppets. Takumi Nakamura, which she is just everybody's E3 waifu. So I mean,
here's
again,
a hot
she's
take.
Adorable.
I'm tired of...
They tried too hard with her this
Thank
time.
Thank
like
you,
her,
Todd. I agree.
Her trying to speak English, I respect her attempts, but some of her jokes were failed because she couldn't say the words right, and that's not an insult. That's just a fact. She admitted it herself. And it's just, they were banking on how she went from, like, a nobody to an anime waifu in real life. And and then they brought her back, which I was okay with, but then she started to try and talk English, and it was just so hard to hear. I honestly had to turn her off.
Granted, her English is broken, no doubt about it. I'll give you that much, yes. But again, she was adorable, no doubt. But then, of course, naturally, we have Reggie, Reggie's speech, four-minute speech, was just absolutely amazing on the Indie Awards side. And
Reggie has not lost his touch at all.
And again, he says he's going to continue on, like, that four-minute speech about indie games, which, again, that's kind of like that essence of the awards. That's pretty much the soul right there, because, again, all developers were originally indie developers, and he nailed it right on the head. So, yeah, if you had, like, more moments like that, I think the Game Awards actually be much more legit.
That's a great point. I can't believe we didn't mention how Reggie was, because I'm glad that Will brought that up, because that was one of the most genuine moments of Go, and it was thought-provoking, and Reggie nailed it, as he always does.
Reggie, I was honestly having kind of a weird day in terms of work and all that, and I was kind of feeling, I had this weird, like, crisis moment of thinking about a project I'm doing, and then I listened to Reggie talk about, you know, passion and creativity and knowing where you are and where you're going. And I was just like, I felt inspired. I'm like, why am I doubting myself? You know, I'm the host of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. No, I'm a joke. I was just like, I honestly was inspired though. And I'm like, only Reggie can do that, where he's just like, you were expecting him to be talking about a Nintendo reveal just as like a send off. We were even talking about that ourselves. And yeah, he's like, no, I'm talking about indie games because I am a passionate gamer. I believe in this industry and I know where this can go because of the people who are trying to make it happen. And he's such a wonderful man. Such a wonderful man. So
I mean, again, just remember, he's not affiliated with Nintendo. He's a free man now, so yeah, see, he can do anything he wants.
Don't say it like that. It makes it sound like he was a prisoner. He is a free agent. Let's put it that way. He's a free agent.
He will always be associated with Nintendo. If Reggie took a job with Microsoft or PlayStation, I would be stunned.
Yeah, me too.
He's a Nintendo guy. He will always be associated.
And did you
with
catch
Nintendo.
What he came out in?
Yes, the Reginator glasses.
The Reginator glasses. Yeah.
That was awesome.
I also want to note that the internet was going crazy because when they showed him with Ninja, you know, like in terms of seating order, they looked on his lapel and there was a pin there and everyone thought it was like a mother thing. And so it was like, is Mother 3 getting announced? Is Reggie trolling us all? You know, because Mother 3, he always gets asked about that. So yeah, Reggie was definitely a highlight of this show. So. All right, I know it's hard, but let's move on.
Hi, y'all.
Because that was not the only presentation we had this week. We had the Indie World Showcase, aka the Nindies, were shown off. And did you guys get to watch it?
I have.
I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a lot of the trailers individually.
Mm. I watched the whole thing like a good host would. And, you know, it was your typical indie fair. You know, there were some fun announcements like Golf Story has a sequel now in Sports Story.
Yeah,
The Escapists is now The Survivalists.
Monkeys.
You can train monkeys. Not a word, Tyler. Not a word. We're going to get Axiom Verge 2, which has been requested for a long time. And one that I was curious about was Murder by Numbers because it's made in part by the guy who did the music for the Phoenix Wright and Beautiful Joe series, and it just feels very, you know, Phoenix Wright-y in its composition and all that. So there was some good stuff there. So I love that Nintendo's still doing this thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to interject as well because they actually showed off like probably the next best sports game ever, Skatebird.
Oh yeah,
like,
Skatebird.
This is pretty much the closest thing we're gonna get to freaking the next Tony Hawk game. Like, we have Untitled Goose Game, so why not have Skatebird, which is actually seems to be a legit skateboard game with birds. So
seems
pretty promising.
You do realize what they could do, Will? They could have a character in the game called Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm. I'm
oh, you know
for
they are
that.
Going
I'm
to
waiting.
Do that. That's
if
guaranteed.
They don't, they have failed this city. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that it was an interesting thing. I'll see if any of these games intrigue me. But some of them were Nintendo timed exclusives, which just goes to show once again that Nintendo is the home of indie games right now. And yes. Some of the games announced were already out, like Dauntless, Talos Principle Deluxe Edition, and a few more. So if you haven't checked it out, go look at the full video and go see if one of these indie games trips your trigger.
I really love the Nindies showcases. I like when they get announced, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can't wait to see what they announce. And then I forget about it. But every time there's always two or three games that I'm like, wow, I really want that one.
Oh yeah.
And this is like, it's they're not, you know, the overwhelming hype of a Nintendo Direct, but there are always great titles in there. I mean, the Sports Story is a must buy for me. Axiom Verge 2 as well, and Streets of Rage 4, which I know that's not going to be a Switch exclusive.
No.
All three of those I really want to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like also I just want to give a highlight as well, Super Mash, which basically is let the game, like all these different genres mash it up, like an RPG action or RPG platformer. Like that thing looks very interesting, which actually I am very curious of. That looks very interesting.
Oh yeah, I agree. Like that was that. If you want to talk about creativity, that was creative. You know, make the mashes yourself, and then you can like exchange mashes with other players. The creator was like, use this code to get my favorite mash. It's good. But the question is, will there be like an expansion where you can mash potatoes?
Great question.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, next up, let's have a little fun because it's time for Jeopardy! That's right. Oh. During a recent Jeopardy episode, I guess in tribute to the recent success of Pokemon, they decided to do a entire series of categories named after Pokemon, and then having one character, one category dedicated all to Pokemon. And it's hilarious, and you should go check it out. Mm. But I'm going to do a brief quiz time on Tyler and Will here to see just how, A, quickly they can react, and B, whether they can get the answers correctly. So, are you ready?
Shoot.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask that you let me read off the whole question and then shout out in your polite voices the answer if you know. There's no buzzing or anything because obviously I can't see that. All right? So just whoever gets it first. Ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Pikachu. Oh, go on. Sorry. This is for 200 points.
Pikachu.
Yeah. Sorry, that's not in the form of a question.
What is Pikachu? Sorry.
There you go. Pikachu, the most iconic Pokemon character, has shown up as a 50-foot balloon in this annual U.S. parade.
What is the Macy's Day
Parade?
Will got it.
What? Boo! I said what is.
He did say what is.
No, he didn't. Yes, no,
I
he
said
did
what
not.
Is.
He did. Uh-huh.
Roll the clip.
Uh-huh.
Roll the
tape.
Roll the clip. All right. In the franchise's 20th anniversary in 2016, this in the real world version has released. Gotta catch them all.
What is Let's Go Pokemon?
No.
Wait, sorry, I totally didn't hear the question.
What is Let's Go?
Stop. In the franchise's 20th anniversary in the year 2016, this in the real world version was released.
Oh, boop, Pokemon Go.
I'm sorry?
Pokemon Go.
There you go. What is Pokemon Go?
I hate you, John.
You got it. And Will, okay. Let's Go came out in 2018.
Yeah, Will,
and
that was
how
a
is that real
answer.
World?
Okay. Yeah,
Will right. Should lose. This is like real Jeopardy. Will should lose 400 points.
To do this now.
Negative 200 for Will, 400 for me. Okay.
Okay. 600 points. The process of a Pokemon turning it into another is known as this.
Like,
what is
evolution?
Technically, Tyler got it. Don't do boop because you're losing time because Will caught up to you there, but I'm giving it to you because you said boop first. No
okay,
boops.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So Tyler is at 1,000 points and Will is at negative 200.
Yeah.
All right. 800 points. Like a person preparing horses for racing, it's someone who captures Pokemon and readies and directs them in battles.
What is
a Pokemon
trainer?
That was actually really close, but Tyler just edged you out.
I got in.
Fraction of a
the
second.
Same time, but I got in first.
Fraction of a second. All right, and what the? Oh no!
They buzzed off at the end, but they did reveal what's the last question.
Yeah,
they didn't
tell me the last question. Oh, it's mean.
Oh wow.
All right, I'll do this. For 1,000 points. Gotta think of a good one.
Oh, that's on the spot.
I gotta think of a good one. It's gotta be worthy. All right. Oh, here we go. This is really testing your Pokemon knowledge. What Pokemon did Ash Ketchum catch second?
Oh wow.
Now like, Pikachu was not his first. Yes, it is. Congratulations, you have 800 points. However, Will Tyler had 1,800 points.
Yep.
So
this
Tyler
was a
wins.
Laugher. This was a blowout.
Yeah, says the guy who missed the first question and then complained about it.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yep. So, but impressive Pidgeotto knowledge, Tyler or Will. I was gonna go with the first one, but sorry, I said Will. I said
Tyler?
Will. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Tyler
wait,
won. So
right, exactly. Anyway. You said Pidgeotto. I thought Will said Squirtle. I thought
Pidgeotto.
I heard him say Squirtle. I'm,
come on, don't.
Oh,
can
don't
we
get an
dare.
Expert's opinion on what
don't,
he said?
No.
Your ego in a bunch now.
All right, keeping on with the Pokemon thing, some new sales numbers have come up for Pokemon, and in the month of November, it was the third best-selling game, which I know may sound weird because it sold over 6 million, but here's the thing. They did it by individual sales, so Sword, Shield, and the combined. Two, Call of Duty and Star Wars Fallen Order came out before them, and Call of Duty is Call of Duty, and Fallen Order apparently was really, really good. And if they combined all the Pokemon, then it would be number one or number two, depending on who you believe. So, but still, incredible sales. And it is now the highest launch month dollar sales of any Pokemon release in U.S. history. Which, if you really think about it, that's not saying much because it's a console game and not
power
a handheld.
Of the Switch. Yeah.
Power of the Switch. Plus, you know, $60 versus $30. But still, very impressive. Now, Pokemon continuing to do well. And the Switch was the best-selling console of November, continuing its streak and maintaining that it is indeed the best-selling console of 2019.
Ooh.
Yeah. And if you're still not done with Pokemon news, there is going to be a new mini Pokemon animated series coming out focusing on the Galar region. It'll be released on YouTube, and it's going to be like, think of it like the Pokemon Generations series, if you remember that. It'll be like 5-minute videos just highlighting the Galar region and some interesting characters. So this is not in connection to the upcoming Pokemon anime, which has been being teased all over the place, but it's interesting. It's definitely interesting. So, all right, and yeah, I guess that's it. All right, see that? See, there was
really?
Some good news. Yeah,
there's, yeah, we had a lot of news.
Yeah, we also talked about the Game Awards a lot. So, so much to talk about. Anyway, so in our main event tonight, we are going to go back to the Game Awards. But we're going to do it with a little bit of a twist, because me and Tyler, and Will will be spectating, apparently, me and Tyler have very different feelings on the presentation in regards to Nintendo, in regards to what they did show, and what they didn't show, and what they didn't show! So, I have one feeling on it, clearly. Tyler has another feeling on it, obviously. And so, it's time to settle it in Smash. Alright, so I'm gonna go first. And then Tyler's going to go next, and then I'll let Will speak his piece, and then I will do a rebuttal on Tyler and snap him away like Thanos.
So you get to you get two chances to talk, and I only get one. Interesting.
Oh, I am inevitable.
I mean, I only need one chance to talk, but that's, you know.
Uh-huh. You only need one round? Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so let's set the stage, all right? The Game Awards are coming. Last year, we had major big announcements. I'm talking Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. I'm talking the reveal of Joker and Smash Brothers. You all know you were there when you saw the flipping of the envelope and that he was going to be in Smash Bros. You know, and I remember there were others. I just don't remember what. It's been a while. I've tried to sleep since then, okay? Now, was I expecting a Nintendo Direct level of epicness? No, that wouldn't have been fair. But both before and during the show, Nintendo seemed to be teasing something. Like, Nintendo even made a tweet saying, you need to watch the Game Awards. You know, and we're like, okay. And everyone's like, they're going to reveal the fifth Smash Brothers character here for the first fighter pack. You know, come full circle from Joker to Sora. Who knows? Or Doomguy, or, you know, or Lloyd Irving, or whatever. Whoever you wanted. Dante, whatever. So we all knew that the Smash Brothers character was coming. And then, I kid you not, right before the game, we were talking about this on the Discord channel, Best Buy, for whatever reason, decided to release pre-order, what do you want to call them, placeholders for Metroid Prime 4, Bayonetta 3, and No More Heroes 3. And so everyone was like, is this a sign that we're going to get trailers for these games? Well, we were 33% right on that one. And throughout the night, which, for the record, I'll say we started great. I liked the X-Men DLC for Ultimate Alliance 3. I liked the No More Heroes trailer. I loved that Bravely Default is coming to Switch in terms of the sequel. That was great stuff. And then nothing. Not one dang thing. And then to kind of like tease us to really like tighten the screws, we kept seeing the commercial that said Nintendo Switch has games. Well, yeah, we know you have games. We know what games you have coming up. That's what we want to know. And then as our friend JJ, who also works in Outer Haven, wisely pointed out, Bravely Default technically isn't a Nintendo reveal. It's a Square Enix reveal. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. Which means that all the games that were announced at the Game Awards were all third party. All third party titles. And one of them is already out. One of them doesn't have a release date. And one of them was unexpected and it's 2020. So who knows when that's coming out. But it's just, I wasn't expecting Nintendo Direct. That would have been unfair, especially since this was also a night about Xbox and Sony and the awards. But right now, in terms of 2020, we know so little about what's coming. We have Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE Sharp. That's a remake. It's coming out in January. Fine, whatever. We have Animal Crossing. That's a big title. It's going to sell a lot. Love it. Cho, our dear friend Crom Cho, is very, very excited for Animal Crossing. We have Xenoblade Chronicles remastered, and I'm thrilled for that. I've not gone to play that game, but that's right there. Only three, once in January, once in March. Let's just spitball and say July.
And okay. We know where Bravely Default 2
but,
is coming
but again,
out.
That's third party. I'm talking first party only.
Okay, yeah, you got it. Check out.
Okay, so we literally, and then there's rumors of what else might be coming. I definitely don't expect Metroid. I don't know why people keep thinking that for 2020. But where's the rest? Where's the big bombshell? And you know it now. Hey, I'll give Nintendo its due. Maybe it decided that it'd rather just do a Nintendo Direct next week as an early Christmas present to us. If that happens, I'll forgive them. But I don't know if that's happening because Nintendo is notorious for not teasing their Nintendo Directs until like 2 days beforehand. And so we're here wondering what the heck is going on. And you know, and then going back to third party, where the heck is Bayonetta? I mean, they did Astral Chain, loved it, great game. I'm sad it didn't win anything last night, I thought for sure, but I understand why Devil May Cry won Best Action Game. I can respect that. And they said, you know, it's coming and we're making it, but they announced at the Game Awards like 3 years ago. And here we are. We haven't seen anything outside that teaser. And then Nintendo keeps saying, like, hey, we have games. We know this. Where are the games that are coming? Where is the big tease of what is next? I mean, and you could say, and even if I was, even if I'm misremembering on what they announced last year in regards to first-party content, we still had Joker. That was huge. That, hey, we are doing DLC, and here's your first DLC character. They announced that hours before the release of Smash Brothers. That's what made it so amazing. Because, you know, it's like, hey, he's coming. Sure, it took 4 months to get it there, but we knew. Joker was coming. Mission is a go. But this, we have nothing. We have no teases of what's coming. Oh, we have DLC coming in 11 days. Okay, that's fine. I appreciate that if you have the game. But if you don't have the game, it means nothing to you. And as much as Will loves No More Heroes 3, that's very much a niche franchise from a very crazy man named Suda51. All right? And I'm pretty sure some people are really wondering if they were on PCP watching that trailer. So, and then Bravely Default, great franchise. A lot of people love RPGs, but there are also a lot of people who don't play RPGs. Where was the other announcement to really seal it in? And if this really was all that you had, why did you do it two in the pre-show and one in the first half hour? You had 2 hours of Sony and Xbox dominating you with the console announcements, with the first reveal of a PS5 game confirmed, exclusive to PS5. You had all these other games that, you know, yeah, some were weird, all right, like Sons of the Forest or that Player Unknown game or whatever. But all it took was one announcement. One Smash Bros. Reveal, and the night would have been fine, especially depending on who the Smash Bros. Character was. We'll be fair there. All right? But where was it, Nintendo? Where was any of it? Where was the first-party thing? Where was the thing that we can hold our hats on to, saying, like, this is coming next year, it's brand new, it's really fun, not a remake, not a remaster. Where is it? We don't know. And that's why a lot of people... I made a tweet after the Game Awards last night saying I'm very disappointed in Nintendo's performance. Within like a few minutes, I had a ton of likes on it. I don't get a ton of likes on Twitter, right? The algorithms really hate me, but whatever. And so it was clear that a lot of people were feeling that way because they were going into this thinking, we're going to get the Smash Bros. Character. We might see Bayonetta 3. We might see a couple other trailers. We'll get at least one new reveal. And we got none of that. And not even a dang bag of chips. Where was my chips, Nintendo? Where was it?
You sound like you feel like Nintendo like slighted you, like they wronged you and their entire audience by not revealing things that just aren't ready to be revealed. Here's why I say Nintendo did nothing wrong. Like they did absolutely nothing. I get being disappointed there wasn't a big Smash announcement like was last year. I get that, but one, we don't know the schedule of the studio that even makes those trailers. Maybe the trailer just literally wasn't ready to be revealed. Maybe Nintendo just wanted to reveal it on their own time. Nintendo didn't owe us anything. They never promised us anything. People came in with expectations. You had expectations. You expected that we would maybe see Bayonetta, that we maybe would see any of the series of games that you listed, Metroid Prime, whatever. But Nintendo never said that. They never told us that. They tweeted about the Game Awards one time in the week leading up to the Game Awards, not counting the day of, in which they said, tune into the Game Awards to see games be awarded. The Game Awards, a Nintendo Direct. Like, you're sounding like you expected, and it's just not, when I say you, it, to everyone. There's a lot of people out there who feel the same way that you do. And again, I get wanting to have more. But Nintendo never promised us that. The Game Awards is a look back and a celebration of the games that have come previously. Recently, it has shifted towards reveals. But Nintendo never said that they were going to reveal anything. Like, you tuned into that expecting a Smash character. I tuned into that thinking, oh, I if you asked me, do I think there will be one, I would have said yes. But was I going to be angry about it? No, because Nintendo never told us, hey, this is going to be there for sure.
Do you want me to screen cap the Discord chat where you're telling me, Todd, put your pride on it and guess the Smash Brothers character they're going to reveal tonight? You said
right.
That.
I did. It's like I did think that there would be one, but I didn't feel entitled to one. And Nintendo didn't let me down by not announcing one. I know that it's coming. They're going to announce a Smash character. There will be a Nintendo Direct in the future. The Game Awards isn't Nintendo's event. I saw a lot of people, and you didn't make this argument, but I saw a lot of people online saying, why didn't Nintendo tell us, hey, there's not going to be a Smash reveal? And that's because thousands of viewers would not have tuned in to watch the Game Awards had Nintendo said that. That's just a bad look across the entire industry if they say, hey, this isn't going to be here. The impact that that would have on the developers who have made games for them, and even the developers who haven't, who could in the future, it's a slap in the face, and I'm glad that they didn't do that. They shouldn't have done that. That just would have been the wrong way to go about handling it. At the end of the day, this is odd from you specifically, Todd, because you're always the one telling me, temper your expectations, don't expect anything. You know, Nintendo doesn't owe us anything. And this is just a prime example of that. I mean, last year, they gave us a Smash character. They gave us the Marvel Ultimate Alliance and Mortal Kombat was confirmed. Those were like the three announcements. This year, we did get three Switch titles or three Switch-related announcements. They just weren't very big, but they never really are. Joker is by far the biggest thing Nintendo's ever revealed at the Game Awards.
Bayonetta 3. Bayonetta 3 was announced. That was at the Game Awards.
Again, that was probably the second biggest thing they've announced there. Well, that's true. But Cranky Kong was like their big announcement one year, and it's become a meme in the years since. Nintendo never really shells out for the Game Awards. Last year was a special case. Smash was releasing at midnight. It made so much sense to hype up the release with that announcement. I can say at least one person, I'm sure thousands, were watching the Game Awards, passing the time waiting to go to GameStop for the midnight launch of Smash Ultimate. I was at least one doing that. So it made perfect sense to kind of unveil a character then. And yes, they could have done it this year for sure, but maybe the trailer just quite literally isn't ready, and that's fine. We know we're getting the character by February. They've said that before, and if we don't I'll be surprised. But again, we know we're getting the fifth character. It's coming. Just be patient. Nintendo didn't owe us anything at the Game Awards, and I don't know why people came in feeling like they did.
Okay, before I let Will get in this, I want to correct some things. First of all, I did not say that Nintendo owed us anything. That is not what the point I was making. If I came off that way, I do apologize, but that was not the method I was going for. And you are absolutely correct that usually, I am the guy who preaches patience. Delays are a good thing as long as they take their time and actually work it out. Like with Smash Brothers, an infinite amount of times, and Breath of the Wild, et cetera, et cetera. Fire Emblem was another good example. This was less about... This is not about entitlement. It wasn't even about delays. It was about... How do I word this correctly? Living up to a slight expectation of the fans. Now, I say slight because...
That's the thing. The fan expectation doesn't matter.
No, hold on. But I disagree with that in certain regards. We have had multiple times where we revere Nintendo Directs as the most important things of Nintendo's lifespan outside of maybe E3. And even then, they've gone more into the digital showcase to kind of lessen the spectacle, if you will. All right. We expect everything from a Nintendo Direct. And yet we can all cite both E3 and Nintendo Directs where they did not live up to the hype. Like you recall the one from September 2018, where it was just like, that wasn't good enough. You know, what did that tell us? Well, and for me, hold on.
I disagree with that.
Would tell me that it was the worst Nintendo Direct.
I agree. I did not love that Nintendo Direct, but I don't think that it meant it wasn't good enough. It just, that to me might mean the slate of Nintendo's future games are not what I like, but I don't blame the Nintendo Direct itself. Like, it's not like it's the actual Direct itself is not to blame. It's just, there's nothing coming out that's super exciting for me in the next few days. But I wouldn't say that's like an indictment on Nintendo. It's just, okay, this is what's coming. It's not for me yet. That's reasonable.
And that is very reasonable to think. But here's the other thing. When was our last Nintendo Direct?
September.
Correct. And this doesn't count like the small Nintendo Direct. And we didn't even get a Pokemon Direct. We really thought we were going to get a Pokemon Direct,
I was shocked that we didn't get a Pokemon Direct.
Yeah, but we found out that, you know, Pokemon Company was trying to, like, you know, preserve the surprise of the game. Oops. So thanks a lot, leakers. You deserve to get sued. No, seriously, you're getting sued. So watch out. So we haven't had a Nintendo Direct since September. We've had rather consistent reveals since E3 about the other Smash Bros. Characters, and then they did a special one on Terry. And yet, despite all of that, despite everything we have learned and not learned over the last few months, all we get is a third-party reveal of Bravely Default. It's not that we're entitled to anything. We're not. We are honestly not. Okay, I'll take that back. We are entitled to one thing. One thing only. That if they make a game, it should be as good as it can be. That is the only entitlement that we are granted because we are paying for a good product.
Right, right.
That is it. But it is also the job of a business to keep generating good buzz, to generate good press. I do not believe the line that any publicity is good publicity. We've all seen how that backfires, all right? How many movie bombs were like, this is the best, worst movie ever, and it does terrible in the theaters, loses hundreds of millions of dollars, and blah, 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 blah. I was going to use a DC reference, but I actually like the DC movie, so I'm just going to step away from that. Never mind. Focusing on games. So, right now, the only real buzz for 2020, outside of the fifth Smash Bros. Character, which we can all confirm now is going to be in, you know, January or February, is Animal Crossing. And I know that sounds weird, but again, even if we include the third party titles like Bravely Default Second, none of these are killer apps per se outside of Animal Crossing. Xenoblade Chronicles has always been niche. It's a great niche trilogy. And I love it so. I hate that you don't like Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I know we keep harping on that. But it's a great game. But even for the people who haven't played the first one, it's not going to sell 5 million copies. I don't think. If I'm wrong...
No, of course it won't.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Right now, all we know are, outside of Animal Crossing, are the niche titles. Tokyo Mirage Sessions. Xenoblade Chronicles. Bravely Default. Oh, by the way, those are all RPGs.
What did we know about last... What games did we know about last year at this point?
A lot. We knew about
Yoshi's Crafted World in Mars.
We knew... Hold on, stop. We knew about Yoshi's Crafted World. We knew about Pokemon. We knew about Fire Emblem. We knew about... I'm trying to think what else came out this year. Luigi's Mansion 3. We knew all of that going into the Game Awards. Through one means or another, we knew that they were all coming out in 2019.
We did not know that their release dates were certainly...
Barring a major delay...
Luigi's Mansion didn't have a release date, that's for sure. We didn't know that was coming.
That one, in the September Nintendo Direct, they said 2019.
I don't think that they did.
Okay, well, and then ironically, they also said that Animal Crossing was likely going to come in 2019, and then they eventually delayed it.
Right.
And then they didn't, and I respect that. But we did know that the Fire Emblem was coming in 2019, all right? And then we did know about Luigi's Mansion. We also knew about Yoshi's Crafted World, which we talked about a lot because you're like, when was this game going to get released? It was revealed in 2017. So we had, and then of course we knew about Pokemon.
Right.
So
Pokemon's a big one. I agree. We knew of the holiday game, which was nice.
Yeah.
But like, that's not, again, like, I don't need to know what's coming out in November of next year right now. We do know their first quarter of the year. We know it's Tokyo Mirage Sessions, and we know it's Animal Crossing. We got a Super Mario Maker 2 reveal last year in January on a Nintendo Direct is one of my, I guess, bigger points. They're going to show us more of the games January.
And that's fine.
I guess it was a February Direct, actually. So we had to wait until February.
We may as well wait even longer.
Well, that's fine. That doesn't change my point that we're going to get the information.
But there's a difference between, you know, we're going to get it and let's make something that they can be excited for now. And I'll give you the best point ever. And even you can't deny this one. E3 2017... You and me are watching the digital presentation, and a number comes out of a cloud, and it was Metroid. Oh, I'm choking. It was Metroid Prime 4, and that was the whole tease. Not Samus. Not a look at the graphics. Nothing. It was 10 seconds showing the logo, and we're hyped for 5 years. And even with the you know, going back to basics, that's all they needed to do. And I'll even forgive the Smash Brothers
thing. I
disagree.
Look what happened to Metroid Prime 4. When they revealed that logo, yes, that was exciting, for sure. But the game is not going to come out for another 2 years minimum. I think you're getting too caught up in the moment right now. Like,
I disagree.
We will have hype again. Like, it's not like we will never be excited about what Nintendo... We just don't know for another 3 weeks. And
or more.
I can't stress enough that the Game Awards is not where Nintendo does their best work. That's not when they announce these things. Like, you came in with these expectations and Nintendo didn't meet them. But, you know, I really didn't come in with expectations. The only thing that I thought was that we would get a Smash announcement. I did think that. I did expect that, but it wasn't even like, I'm not even remotely upset about it. Like, I was surprised that we didn't get it, but it's not like it sounds like you were upset and disappointed in how Nintendo handled it. I do not feel that way at all. Like, but I know that we're going to get this. It's going to come, and the Game Awards just wasn't the spot for it.
And on any other night, I arguably would agree with that, because again, this is a showcase of both Sony, Nintendo, Xbox or Microsoft, and indie games and the developers and everything that goes in between. But the difference is that they do have reveals here. Nintendo really has set a precedent over the years, at least having a super major announcement. And while you could argue that that was Bravely Default,
I disagree with that contention so hard.
Bayonetta, Joker, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Okay, look up Bayonetta sales compared to Bravely Default sales. I bet you Bravely Default has sold more than Bayonetta on Switch.
That is like, literally comparing Default... apples to oranges, and you know it. One's an RPG made by Square Enix. One is an M-rated game made by Platinum.
Right. Bravely Default is a bigger game than Bayonetta. that's a bigger announcement. Then I would go so far as to say that if they're not equal, I would say Bravely Default is a bigger announcement. Like, Bayonetta is a flashier title, and I know we have affection for it, but that's not a super big announcement. People love Bayonetta. It's critically acclaimed, but it's a cult following. It's an action game that doesn't sell. It sells well, not super duper well. To hold that one up as a major precedent, it was just a few years ago. I guess it was longer ago than I guess it was 6 years ago, when Cranky Kong was their big announcement. And, like, they do not have a storied history of doing a huge... Now, last year, the big thing was Joker. That was the biggest announcement last year. And that's a DLC for Smash.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a huge title.
But say that again?
That's...
What?
What?
You said Smash isn't a big title?
No, of course Smash is a big title, but... the announcement of Joker is not the announcement of a major game.
But it was Smash Brothers. Every character announcement is huge. That is.
No, I completely agree. But you're saying that we need to know more of what's coming, and I'm saying Nintendo doesn't usually.
I didn't say more. I said singular. We needed something, and you chastised the Metroid Prime 4.
We did
4.
Get something. We got Bravely Second 2, Bravely Default 2.
But that's not third party, not the same.
It's coming exclusively to Switch.
And I grant you that. It just like Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. You know, that was huge in my mind because it was a revival of a beloved franchise and it's an association with Marvel. And I loved it. But the bigger announcement was Joker because it was Joker coming to Switch
for
Smash Brothers. But all I'm saying here is that the reason they did the Metroid Prime 4 thing was because for so long, everyone's asking Reggie, where is Metroid? And then we had Federation Force. We all know the abomination that was. And Reggie even admitted after the show, and we were all fine with it, saying, this game's years away, and we're okay with that, but we needed to let you know so that you know it was coming, so that you can... rest easy knowing that someone is making Metroid. Now, sure, whoever was making it failed horribly and now it's going back to retro. That's game development. It happens. But they let us know. They let us know that they listened, that they were listening to our asks for Metroid, and they announced it. And then going back even farther to February 2017, where they revealed all the Fire Emblem games that were coming out, and you know what they said? Hey, we're going to make another Fire Emblem console game for Switch. And when did that come out? In 2019.
Remember how angry you were when they were delaying Fire Emblem? Remember that? Like, you were furious.
I'm impatient.
You were furious. How about
I'm impatient, dang it, and I'm fine with that.
An example. How about Pikmin 4? How about that, what was the game? Maybe it was, I'm trying to remember the developer. Maybe it was Platinum, who was releasing a game for Xbox. It was a huge...
Scalebound.
Thank you, Scalebound. They announce it, then it gets canceled, and people are just disappointed. Like, yes, you're living too much in the moment. Like,
no, I'm really not.
They could have told us something that was coming out in 2022. You know, they could have put up a Metroid 5, a number 5, and said, yes, we know Metroid Prime 4 isn't coming out, but it's not out yet, but Metroid Prime 5 will come out at some point. That they could have done that, and maybe that would have been exciting, but I feel like you have to extrapolate. You have to look down the road and recognize this stuff is still coming. Like, this stuff is still coming.
The question you're looking at this as a futurist. I am looking at this as a business person, not even as a fan. You say like I'm being impatient because you know I really want this to come. I was mad at Fire Emblem getting delayed because I want my bloody Fire Emblem, and my heart was broken because they said it's coming out in May, and now they're saying it's coming out in July, which means I had to wait another 2 bloody months for this game, and that was also during the middle of a Nintendo drought, which did not help things.
It was a bit of a drought.
No, what I'm saying is. And I even said this in the earliest part of my argument. We didn't need a Nintendo Direct. That would have been impossible and unfair to ask for because that would have been Nintendo literally saying, hey, we're trying to overshadow Xbox and Sony. That would have been unfair. I'm asking for one, a tease, a mini trailer, like what they did with Breath of the Wild. They didn't need to show that. They didn't have to show it. They could have just shown Breath of the Wild logo and we're losing our freaking minds. And they actually, technically, they did do that. But still, you know, It didn't. It doesn't even matter what franchise. It could have been Star Fox, like Star Fox Grand Prix. You know, the one game that we all heard about, but technically doesn't exist. You know, coming 2020. Done. You could have done Metroid. Okay, that's not. No, don't do Metroid. Although if it was the Metroid Prime trilogy for Switch, you know, that would have saved grace. But it still wouldn't have been enough. It could have been F-Zero, because we've been asking for that forever. It could have been a new Kirby title. I don't know. It could have been anything. They didn't have to do a lot. They just had to do something. A little thing. Anything. And that's what bugs me, is that this felt like minimal effort. And I know you're saying, yes, the Game Awards is not their showcase. That's fine. But there are gamers watching. They talked about how just on Twitch they had like 900,000 people watching. And that's not including all the other people who are streaming via IGN or Polygon or whatever. It felt like a minimal effort. Hey, we're going to show DLC. Okay, that's fine. Hey, here's a new trailer for Number Heroes. Awesome. Suda51's crazy. We love it. Hey, Bravely Default's here. Awesome. We were hoping that game after Octopath Traveler.
That's
all you get.
Something, Todd. Todd, that's something. But that's something right there.
That's something that's just third party. That's something that's just third party. That's it. And even then, it was an announcement that it felt big. But if you've never played Bravely, then it's just like the Bayonetta argument. Yeah, we're pumped for Bayonetta 3, but there's probably a lot of people out there who's like, wow, they're still making that franchise, and that's fine.
Exactly.
But if it was a F-Zero, a Star Fox, a small tease of Metroid, which I was not that person.
F-Zero and Star Fox don't sell well. They don't sell well.
But
like,
but they're still iconic franchises, and they could sell well. All right, like Fire Emblem never sold well until Awakening, and then we've
had
the Revolution.
Fire Emblem sold really well on the Game Boy Advance.
I would disagree with that, but I have to look up the numbers.
Sold over a million copies. The Fire Emblem 7, and then Sacred Stones did pretty well too.
All right, I'd still have to look that up, but still, like, they remember Awakening was supposed to be into the franchise because they said that the sales weren't what they needed it to be. So, and then, but for Star Fox, it was one of the best games on N64. Then Adventures was, well, we all know what happened there. Assault was better, but not good enough. Command, I think, did well on 3DS, and then they made Star Fox Zero, and it was a bomb. But then it could bring it back. Or how about Donkey Kong?
Here's my final point on this.
Please, please.
Those games aren't in development. They're not making them.
Like, we don't know that. That's the problem.
They can't show off. They can't show off. They're not making. And I don't want them to put up another logo. You say that you'd really love to have seen just a logo. I don't want to see another logo. I would like to see gameplay. We've seen what happens when you do logos. 70% of the time, it doesn't go according to plan. You want a major first-party announcement, and I get that. Those are coming. They just weren't ready for the Game Awards, so what we got is what we'll have to make do with, which is a Bravely Second, which is a big title that sold really, really well on the 3DS.
And I'm just wondering, is it okay I can interject my position now? Just,
yes. No, we are clearly at war. I am clearly winning, as I am the host. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Will. I don't care.
So, rewinding back to all this back to the VGAs. So, here's what I view. It's like, one, because we as the viewers, and also Nintendo fans, or as gamers as well, like, we clearly, obviously, had great expectations, like Tyler said. Like, we came in regarding to, like, what was going to be. We had all these predictions. Will Nintendo show anything? Will they bring it? Because, again, they set the bar last year with Joker's review at Smash Bros. To hype up Smash Bros. Ultimate releases. We pretty much did, indeed, set our own personal expectations. Again, we kind of self-created the hype of, like, what the VGA was going to be. Again, that's kind of, like, what the hype culture does. But that's also the old saying, don't believe the hype. So when we came into this, to the VGAs, like, okay, it's gonna be Smash, it's gonna be something. We kind of had that, I mean, hate to use psychological terms, but basically we had that own self-fulfilling prophecy of, like, well, it's gonna be shown, come on, we gotta have it, I'm betting bottom dollars is gonna come up, like, or even like Smash Brothers being the game of the year. We had all these, like, expectations. We had these, like, yeah, we want it to be true. We so want it to be true. But now that the VGAs has come and gone, and now, like, Nintendo actually didn't present anything at all aside from those three major titles, and those were, as you said, third party. we can't we there'll be people that are clearly disappointed that why did they not show like show anything about Smash Bros. After what they did last year. Like, true, that's unfortunate. But as like in position of Tyler, like, unfortunately that's not really what they want to do. Like, sure, they want to like advertise to watch people to watch the VGAs, but again, that's kind of like what they want to do. It's, as you said, Tyler, like, it's not their promise. They didn't per se quote promise anything that's going to be shown off. They did hint at something, but they did not like exactly promise anything. It's like the whole No Man's Sky or the whole Peanut Molyneux effect. They said they hinted at something, but didn't actually promise anything.
Yeah, I think that I agree they hinted with. At something. Like, they tweeted, watch the Game Awards. That's not a hint. That's just like, hey, some of our games are going to be recognized.
Well, yeah, per se, technically they did not hint at anything, but unfortunately, people are people. They will always, like, oh, is this Smash News? Is this Smash News? They, unfortunately, yeah, that's kind of like that trigger reaction. Unfortunately, that's how human behavior works.
It's as you said, it was an expectation that people had.
And, yeah. And supporting on Todd's view, like, again, I can understand why we're just so disappointed that, again, we wanted something. We really wanted to believe. We wanted to reach for the sun. Like, that.
Kid Icarus! Where's Kid Icarus? I'm just saying.
Like, we wanted to believe that this would be probably Nintendo's moment to shine, to, like, really bring out something. But unfortunately, those expectations were shattered, and unfortunately, many Nintendo fans and some, and I was myself was kind of disappointed myself, because like this would be probably the perfect opportunity to show off something. I mean, Nintendo, even just like one news at all, like would have been nice. That I would be a happy camper. But as Todd said, Nintendo didn't show anything aside from like the presentations, Doug Bowser, Reggie Fils-Aimé. That was it. Nothing else. And granted, us fans and many other people just like, ugh, really, Nintendo? Really? Again, that sense of feeling of disappointment is understandable. But at the same time, like, as you said, Tyler, it's just like, it's that expectation and the self-fulfilling prophecies of what you expect from the presentation. So I can understand from the position of both sides in a way that, yeah, we wanted to believe something. But at the same time, Nintendo, as you said, didn't promise anything. This is not them. And of course, we always knew that Nintendo always does Nintendo moves. So, like, sure, we want to believe, but at the same time, like, we have to go and keep those expectations tempered, as Todd said in history. That, yeah, this was opportune, but Nintendo didn't capitalize. So, it really is that 50-50 debate of, like, should Nintendo capitalize on the VGAs, but it really is debatable right there. So that's where I see it. I can understand both positions, why both of you would feel such a way. Like, we wanted something, but they didn't bring it. But again, Nintendo didn't say anything. We're going to bring anything else. So perhaps they're saving something for the directs that maybe hopefully next month or so. So it really is that we can go debate on this for the entire night. But it is, as you said, like, we want to believe, but at the same time, Nintendo didn't deliver. But they never said to deliver, so it's we can debate all this entire night. Yeah,
so in short, I win. Thank you.
I want to
accept this award. Wow, this thing is heavy. Wow.
You lost so badly. Like, trying to think of what was a bigger blowout, me beating Will in Jeopardy or losing to me in debating the Game Awards.
Because of that, I'm gonna say again, money cannot buy you love. Thank you, Tyler.
Unless you're in Vegas. Anyway, so with that, we are ending this episode of the Nintendo Entertainment Podcast. Tyler!
Yes, last week I asked you what's one thing you would like to see improved for the next generation of Pokemon. 40% of you said better online, 40% said more variants in the versions, and 20% said an improved wild area. And we did receive a comment saying that from Christian Howe saying that he picked more variants in the versions, but actually wanted voice acting, which I think is a great point that
we forgot to bring
discuss.
That up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Voice acting, definitely. That was the first thing that I noticed when I started the game, was that no voice acting.
All right. So for our next poll, I think we should let the people decide whether me or Tyler is right. And here's how it's going to go. What did you think of Nintendo's performance?
That's such a rigged question.
No, we're doing it very simple.
You know what? Let's take the poll off this week.
Fine. See, that just shows you're afraid to lose.
No.
How about I make the poll? Because I'm pretty much the spectator here, so I probably think I should make the poll to see who is the better position.
No, just stop. We'll not do the poll this week.
The popularity, like, does not determine whether a point is good or not. Donald Trump got elected president, people.
Oh, it's Donald. No, don't go back to politics. Don't go back to politics. Over the wall, Tyler. Over the wall. All right, fine. No poll this week. Fine. But do let us know, either in comments or somehow else, what you thought of the Game Awards, both in terms of Nintendo's perspective and as a whole. Okay? And, of course, let us know what you thought of Nintendo's sales during November. What did you buy with Pokemon, or did you get a Nintendo Switch? Let us know. Are you curious about the new Pokemon series that's going to be coming to YouTube? And what did you think of the indie games shown at the Indie World presentation, and what ones are you looking forward to? Do let us know in the comments below. So, for Tellius Tyler and Wario Will, I am Triforce Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We are not out of lives. You've made it to the end of the level. I win! So raise the flag.